You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Setlist. It's the Stranger's podcast featuring local bands plucked straight from the Stranger's bands page at www.thestranger.com/bands. I'm Megan Sealing.
I'm Ari Spool.
And we have a special guest today.
Yay!
Hello, I'm Jeff Kirby.
Hooray! You might know Jeff. He is an intern here at, I almost said at the station, at the paper, but he also posts regularly online out, does a lot of great show reviews.
And he's a contributor.
It's true. thanks for joining us, Jeff Kirby.
Hey, no problem.
You're the token boy of the week.
Yeah, I know. All our guests have always have been boys so far.
Right.
That's usually weird.
Well,
it's because we can't get them to talk to us in any other way.
Will you please be on our podcast?
Yeah, it's really sad.
So we should just get into some music here, huh?
I think we should.
Should we start with the Pleasure Boaters?
Yeah.
They have a CD release show at the Vera Project on Friday the 12th. Dos Lamas and Pillow Fight Fight are opening.
This is a funny story, though.
It is a funny story.
I feel really bad for Pleasure Boaters because every band canceled off the bill a week ago. And I mean, and their show is this week.
Every band that was originally booked to play.
Yeah, it was supposed to be some bands from out of town. One called Jaguar Love, which has like former members of the Blood Brothers in it. One called Muslims and one called Vultures. And I can't remember which. I think it's Vultures has people who used to be in plot to blow up the Eiffel Tower. But so the Vultures broke up a week before the show.
Nice.
So they couldn't come. Muslims were supposed to be riding with them, so they couldn't come. And then Jaguar Love, I don't know what happened, but they said no again a week before the show. So
they're like touring with Queens of the Stone Age.
Right. Oh, yeah. Which is weird because they've only played like two shows.
But it's members of the Blood Brothers like and Jay Clark from Pretty Girls Make Graves. They have connections up the woe.
I know. Whatever. It's all incestuous. But anyways.
But
so
still, they got the show back together. Vera Project did.
Yeah. And now Pleasure Boaters get to headline their own CD release show.
Which is super exciting because the new record is called Gross. And it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's so good. Have you heard it yet, Jeff?
I have not.
Oh, we should play it for you.
I just borrowed it from Megan, though.
Right. Oh, okay. So he'll catch up into the
They're opening for Battles next month.
Yeah, they are.
So I will definitely be seeing them.
Right, and that's November 3rd, I think, I want to say.
Yeah, we'll when it gets closer, we'll
play it then,
we'll
too.
We'll keep you updated.
But this song, in the meantime, it's on the new record, Gross, and it's called Andalou.
Andalou.
We'll be right back.
Just like the prophecy, no, I won't get sad at wars and cutting trees. There are bigger plans, greater things than you and me. Son of God, it's time to rise again. Purify the earth of wicked men.
Apple War. The song is called Alarm Bell City. They're playing the Skylark over in West Seattle on a Friday
always
evening.
A good place to go to a show because they're always free.
It's true. I like free shows. Save all my money for the alcohol.
You lie.
Yeah, I don't drink.
It's true. I'm a total lush.
Yeah.
The Apple War. I don't know if we've played them on set list before, but
no, I think we have.
Have we?
Yeah, I think I picked them out a couple months ago.
Well, then aren't you fancy? I really liked that song, and it was the first time I remember hearing it, but perhaps I did hear it in the past.
Yeah.
And I am always.
I think I picked a different song.
Oh, perhaps that's what it is. I'm always a fan of coming across. I just saw that they were playing and decided to listen to them. Which you can do if you go to Get Out, our searchable calendar. Any band that is green, that means they have a band page. And you can click on it and it'll take you to their MP3s and band information, bio, all of that stuff. So we have another song coming up here. Shorthand for Epic. We've played them quite a bit on Setlist, and we're playing them again because this is quite possibly their last show ever.
Wow, I can't believe you picked the song End Times. That's so just like
how
linked
perfect
in
is
together.
That?
Perfect.
Because it's the End Times.
Well, two members are leaving the
their
band.
Their entire rhythm section.
Yeah.
Bass and drum. They're moving on to other projects, and so now Billy, the singer, and Brooke, the keyboardist and co-vocalist, they're not sure if they're going to continue on as Shorthand for Epic, keep doing something on some other level with a new name, new project, new people. So it's hard to see.
Yeah.
So for a while, this is going to be the last Shorthand for Epic show, if not forever.
That's always a hard decision for bands. Like, I mean, it always looks kind of shitty if you're like, if some of your original members leave and you just replace them.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I feel like it's always kind of a weird, it must be weird to, for them to make that decision. Do they keep the name? Do they start a new project?
Right.
Do they like, do they just replace them and keep going on as if nothing happened? I don't know. But everyone loves Stormy and I forget.
Larry.
They're great people. And I think it's Stormy's birthday.
Yeah, it's,
on
it's
that,
that show is Stormy's birthday. And it's at the High Dive. Ruby Doe and Miss Lett are also playing.
Party
and
on.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Stormy's birthday. Happy birthday,
I mean,
Stormy!
They got to be careful because if the Ruby Doe's playing before them, you know.
Ruby
Doe's
playing after them.
Oh, they're playing after
them.
Yeah,
the Ruby Doe's headlining.
Okay, so then
I
they
believe.
Can still play for 2 hours like they do every time they play.
The Ruby Doe does?
Yeah, every show. It doesn't matter if they're playing second on the bill, they will play for 2 hours. It's like they have no concept of etiquette. I don't know. I don't care how good of a band they are. Like, the last time I saw them, they played for an hour and a half and they played second. And DMBQ got to play for, like, a half hour because the bar
closed.
Oh,
see, that's sort of fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
And DMBQ's awesome.
Yeah, and from Japan.
Yeah, they're from
They should have, like, charged the stage with those Hulk punching gloves and started a fight with the Ruby Doe. Well, we're gonna listen to Shorthand for Epic, yeah?
Yeah.
So, End Times. We'll be right back.
against the sun.
North Twin with Carol Ann. They're playing at the Sunset Friday with Massey Ferguson, the Riff Brokers, and Honus Huffhines, which is a really great band name.
I imagine that as being like a children's book character, Honus Huffhines, like some sort of horse or elephant or something, and he's going on some sort of adventure.
Honus, if you hear this, please tell us if you are a band or if you are a person.
Or if you are a character in a children's book.
Yeah, we'd like to know. I saw the Dusty 45s last week, and the guitarist from North Twin came on stage and played with them. And let me just tell you that the Dusty 45s are a local band that consistently puts on one of the most amazing shows in the city. The lead singer lit his trumpet on fire.
How do you light a trumpet on fire? It's brass.
Brass doesn't burn.
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, he rubs something on it.
This light their symbols on fire.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was awesome. So he's, like, standing on top of their stand-up bass, playing a trumpet that's on fire at the Connor Burn.
Before you carry on about North Twin and Dusty 45s and stuff, we should note Hemingway was what you heard before them.
Yes, we should.
That song is called East. They're playing Jules May's Saturday with the Arid Sea, the Keeper, and Blow Up Nihilist.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't lie.
It's true.
I like Hemingway.
Jules May's is...
it's a good
always
place to see
a
rock show. Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
The nice thing about local shows, they're cheap.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I don't know. These ones are.
The ones we choose are. So is that saying that we're cheap?
I think
we're
so.
Not. We got
I'm
class.
I'm very cheap.
Jeff Kirby is 100% cheap.
Yeah.
We just brought you here to bring it down a little bit.
I was just looking for, like, a warm place to be inside.
Yeah. No, I understand. Everyone's getting kicked out of their apartment. You've been living on the street.
You
it's cool.
Bum. Hey, let's listen to another song and stop making fun of Jeff.
So the next song is Smile Brigade.
Smile Brigade.
Raps on Fire.
It's a record release show.
Yeah, it's true. And they're playing with a gun that shoots knives, and we wrote the book on connectors.
Okay. Raps on Fire.
Start showing, we'll all scream, fuck you, bitch, and keep going. Yeah. I'm fucking good, and I don't quit. My name is MC Boozillis, and I'm back in this bitch. And when the funky drummer coming in the 808 kick, yo, Larry said,
let's start some shit. Seattle fans are suckers. Yeah, maybe not me, yeah, you motherfucker. I think you need a little polish, boy, you little college boy. You need to do the knowledge toy. You need to just wait in silence till you know about Jason Silas, Jakes and Vine, source of labor, ghetto children and the tribals, Black Anger and the Boom Bap Project. Everybody who was putting it down before the days when you couldn't get clowned. Now everybody is safe from getting their cards pulled. In 07, we gon' start soon. We ain't chums, you just shark food. Fix your face and your scarf, dude, cause it's about to get dark soon. tune dedicated to the lames in the march too. Now stay tuned for the part two.
Hey yo, excuse me in the street, but you don't run me. You make hip hop music to the highest degree. When the suckers disappear and the money starts showing, we'll all scream, fuck you, bitch. You keep going. I'm fucking good, now I don't quit. My name is MC Boozillis and I'm back in this bitch. And when the funky drummer coming in the 808 kick, yo, Jay said,
let's start some shit. True story, you bore me. Wanna bounce, get housed, you Laurie. You corny, you Maury. Paternity tests, paternity dresses. I'm so tired, so, I'm so timeless. Don't like us, don't buy us, download us. I'm so biased, dick riders can kiss my nuts. Get greasy and fish fry, it's time is. What's up, Jesus, the zone ever cross us. Block us, Benny Blanca's out for Betty Crocker. Muck us if you wanna get your place put in. Wanna step up and get your face smushed in. It's the best on the upper left, yes,
bless one.
Wanna test the freshest wester. The Mississippi, this is it, the rest done. Cause they say they 206 bits, the next grunge.
Good. I did you wrong.
the Maldives, Whidbey Island Blues is the name of the song. They're playing Monday night at the High Dive with Ha Ha Tonka. That's a fun name to say.
Ha Ha Tonka.
You could say it Ha Ha Tonka, or you could say Ha Ha Tonka. You know, and, whatever. Jared Clifton is also playing.
Yeah, Jared Clifton.
And before, Ha Ha Tonka.
Yeah.
Ha Ha. That's my new favorite band name.
Before that was Cancer Rising. That song's called Let's Start Some Shit. They're playing it now.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
I had a lot of sugar before doing this.
I know. We all did. We're so hyper today.
Right.
Except for Jeff.
Jeff's over there like, yep.
I've had a 7-day headache.
Oh, man.
I am like...
That's called a tumor.
I know. I think I have a brain worm.
Let's talk about Cancer Rising some more, Ari.
Yeah. I picked this song because not only because Cancer Rising is great, but because I wanted to talk about this video that... Jonathan Zwickel put up on Line Out yesterday.
Lineout.thestranger.com.
Yeah, our blog. So it's really amazing. It's by some local MCs called Greaves and Type. And it's the Larry's in the video, Larry Mizell, who's the hip-hop
resident
columnist.
Hip-hop guy.
Yeah, and he's also in Cancer Rising. And it's so funny. The premise is that all of Seattle's hip-hop community is getting the shit beat out of them by their girlfriends. And it's like... a really good video, and I just watched it, and I was cracking up. It's so funny, and the song is really, really good. So everyone should go check out that video, because it's super funny.
And it's posted on Line Out.
Yeah, so. And speaking of videos in Line Out.
Hooray!
Hooray, contest! Woo!
Nice segue. So yeah, we're going to this week we're going to give away, it's only one CD, unlike before when we gave out the three, but it's one bitchin' CD. It's the new Pleasure Boaters record,
Woo!
Gross. And, you know.
I mean, it's going to be great. I mean, the thing is, though, is that the CD actually hasn't been printed yet. So you're going to have to wait a couple weeks.
Right.
But that means you are going to be one of the first people to have it.
Right. We promise you that.
Yeah.
They have the CD release show at Vera Project on Friday the 12th, as we talked about. And you could get it there, I guess. Or you could get it for free from us.
Yeah.
And email us your favorite YouTube link.
Yeah.
That has something to do with music.
Yeah, it has to. The last one we did was a video of Hall & Oates cleverly arranged to Danzig video. So it looked like Danzig was singing Maneater.
So good.
It was pretty good. Anything that's tangentially related to music.
Right. And you send it to setlist@thestranger.com.
Yeah, totally. And make us laugh. We like that.
Please.
Don't make us cry. We'll hate you.
That's not true.
Or we'll feel bad for you.
Right.
Or something. I don't know.
We have one more song.
We do. It's the band of the week.
Hooray, as we always end the show.
Yes. Eric Grandy picked this one.
It's a good pick.
Yeah.
Good job, Eric Grandy.
Catherine Hepburn's voice, Popsicle, former members of Dalmatians.
Nice.
Hook it up. Hook it up hardcore, man.
Email us if you want to hear anything next week or tell us anything. Like if you just posted some bands or if you just posted some songs, if you're in a band and you got new songs up or updated your site, let us know and we can check it out. And if you want the Pleasure Boaters CD, you know what to do.
Yeah. Setlist@thestranger.com. Stranger.com/bands. Here's Catherine Hepburn's voice. Goodbye.
You stole my bow. I watch your asset sail right across my ocean, pushed by my gale. You stole my bow. I watch your asset sail, mucking up my waters, eating up our whale. Water pushes you. Waiting so patiently for the sun to up. Sure, the day is clear, and I want you to enjoy the sun, but I want to be in the world. Sucks my boat holds one. Sure, the day is clear, and I want you to enjoy the sun, but I want to be in the world. Sucks my boat holds.